Cardinals, Bob, let's switch just for 2 seconds here. I'd love to hear baseball people talk about football and vice versa. What's it like when you see a Cardinals organization that clearly is taking a step up in coaching, in talent, and yet they found ways to lose? You've seen that in baseball as well, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, that was too bad last night. I mean, with all the excitement of the new stadium there and the Bears coming in undefeated and, you know, the game plan, how it was going for them in the first half, it's just too bad to you know, watch the second half and how it unfolded, and it almost looked like they found a way to lose more than Chicago found a way to win.
Yep. If you were a football head coach, and you won't be, I imagine, anytime soon.
No, probably not.
The other thing, with all those turnovers in the first half, Bob, one of the criticisms of the Cardinals, and I wanted to make the analogy, of course, with being aggressive in baseball, is, you know, they didn't do any play action. They just basically ran the ball. They didn't try to put a stake in the heart of the Chicago Bears. They only got 13 points over turnovers, and that bit them later. What would be the equivalent for you when you've got a lead and you want to make sure that you give the other team a sense that they have no chance? What are the things you can do as a manager?
Well, I mean, you try to pile on. I mean, that's something you talk about in the dugout is, you know, it's usually the middle innings. If you go ahead and you take a lead, a lot of times you'll see a little bit of a letdown in the middle innings, and that's when you really have to go after them. And like you say, put that stake in their heart and add on 2-3 more runs where they feel like that, you know, they have no chance to come back. It's when you get a little bit defensive, like we saw last night. I think they're playing a little bit more not to lose the ball and give the Bears an opportunity to go ahead and score than pile on and try to score as many points as you can and stay aggressive, which got them to that point. So, you know, it's the same thing in baseball. You know, you know, rather than bunt and play for one more run in a game where you have a little bit of a lead, if you got a chance to go for that big inning and put that stake in their heart, you go ahead and try to do it.
What's the best example of killer instinct? For a young team like you're managing with the Diamondbacks, how do you build that mentality that you're relentless, that you're always pounding away at the other team, the killer instinct, so you put them away? You know, you start winning a few of those games that you lose control of when you could have had a chance late in the game.
Well, it's the 27 hard outs. That's what we've been trying to preach here. And with the nucleus that we have coming up, that's what we're going to continue to do is every out of the game means something. And a middle inning out is just as important as an early inning out or a late inning out. And when you talk about, you know, putting a team away, you know, offensively is what comes to mind. But defensively and on the pitching end are really going to be the keys in putting teams away. When you go out and score 3 runs, it's the pitcher's job to go back out there and get you back into that dugout. Let's have a 1-2-3 inning. Let's have an inning where they don't feel like they're going to get some base runners on there and score a run or two and get back in the game. It's a shutdown. You want to go back out there and shut that team down. It's just as important defensively as it is offensively.